Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time, and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what mood you're in or what you're feeling, we hope this podcast helps lift your mood and your vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
I realize as you started that I don't have a song to play.
That's all good. You gotta sing it anyway. Let's go.
All right, here we go. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good.
I'm doing, you know what I realized is in the intro, I'm like, hello and welcome to The Human Now, and then go off on and do the intro.
Yeah.
And then at the end we go, and this is The Human Now. So I don't know.
So we gotta rework.
We need to rework that, man. Intro.
Episode 76, and we finally just realized.
Yeah. But nice. That's all good.
That's
but
good.
No, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling I'm just in a good place, so can't complain. Lots to be grateful for. And I couldn't believe we're into autumn.
Yes, I just heard today that autumn has started. I was like, yeah, very cool.
How about you? How are you feeling, man?
Good. I love autumn. It's probably my favorite season.
Cozy,
not too cold.
Still warm.
Not too cold, not too hot.
Yeah.
So I enjoy autumn. Fall. Should we get onto the show?
Yeah, man. What's happening today?
Today, we're going to go do a morale check.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do a bit of gratitude.
Yeah.
And then it's a big topic, the yellow dinner. The yellow dinner reminds me of the red wedding and
I know. when we were just talking about it before, I was like, oh yeah, there's like a good Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the yellow dinner,
cool.
How it went for you.
Yep.
And then we'll do some wise words at the end.
Sweet, man.
Cool. Let's get into it.
All right. Where's the morale at? Where's the vibes, man?
The vibes are at 7.5.
7.5?
7.5.
Hey, I've got to say, if we're looking at it in an optimistic way, it's better than our usual 6.5.
It is.
So
I'm feeling good.
Why a 7.5?
Good day. Mm-hmm. Not too hot.
Yep.
And then in all honesty, the room being in the studio probably lifted me.
Cool.
Another point.
Yeah.
Point and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Sweet, man. Yeah, I'm sitting at a 9.5.
Hey.
It's like already Tuesday, but it seems like it's been a long week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing, like yesterday, I just didn't have the vibes, you know? I was just like, yeah, probably today's not the best day to
record. Yeah, good call. I think I was probably feeling the same yesterday as well.
Yeah, it's just didn't want to, I just wasn't feeling it,
yep.
You know, so yep. it was better to just rest up,
mm-hmm.
Save it and bring the energy
bring
in today.
9.5 today, yep.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
And I'm just excited to be back and to get that 0.5 through the episode. So
sweet.
Yeah, man, that's me.
Nice.
What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for autumn.
Yep.
It was I like rain.
Mm-hmm.
I like cooler weathers, and it was a nice yeah. little breeze today.
Yeah.
But I'm also very grateful for technology.
Why is that?
I think it's something that we sort of take for granted because it's so prevalent in our lives. But you know, you sort of step back and realize what you can do with the iPad, with the phone, and like people are running the world.
Oh,
with
yeah.
this technology, you know? So
yep.
Very grateful to be in a time where everything is easy access to us and we've got the world in our hands.
Yeah. I was sitting at our team meeting on Monday morning
yep.
and most of us have like written down our notes in our book.
Mm.
And then there's just one person in our team that like they've got their notes on their phone. And I was just like, huh. I've like, you know, it just never crossed my mind.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
your book can get lost easily, so can your phone, but all of that's stored in the cloud, so yep. you'll never lose your notes.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Nice. What about yourself?
Yeah, even for me, just coming off gratitude, I'd have to say for gratitude for technology as well. At work, we're working with the software yep. where we can pretty much build the building elements and then test what it's going to do in 10 years. So whether it's going to meet, like whether it can, first of all, retain a certain amount of heat yep. loss or prevent certain amount of heat loss and retain heat, sorry. And then also so that it doesn't, so that it's kind of moisture resistant as well. So it's not going to like build up the inside of the wall, the whole system. So if you imagine you've got like your timber, your building paper, your insulation, your jib,
yeah.
and your cladding on the outside, inside of there, you get a moisture buildup. And if you don't ventilate the wall properly, over time, that wall's going to get moldy because
yep.
the water's and the moisture's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
So there's technology now where you can, well, it's always been there, it's just not been this accessible, where you can model up what you want your wall to look like, and then you can do a study and a forecast for what it's going to be like in 5 and 10 years, and then you can see on the graph like where the moisture, where the weak points are in the system and where mold is prone to grow.
Wow.
So we can make like more informed decisions now and tell our clients this is exactly why you need to use this system as opposed to this system.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it's all based on climate data and stuff that's all out there and available.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's very,
very,
very cool.
grateful for it. It was as nerdy as it sounds, man. It was such a good day yesterday because it was like black and white. Like this thing said, this thing's going to grow mold and it's, you just can't do it.
Mm.
And then we changed. All we did was introduce like a air cavity between the two parts of the wall. And then that just, there's like zero mold. So we're creating better, healthier
homes yeah.
for people. So
it's amazing.
Yeah. Grateful for that. And then also just grateful for my body. Going on a little bit of a health journey.
Yep.
And just having the, just understanding what's happening on like even the microscopic level, you know, like if you ever, like I got to look at a blood sample, like my own blood sample on the screen, and just to know that what was shown on the screen is moving all through my body, it's just like, what the, you know? And it's just such a beautiful universe that we are made and built like this. So yeah, I think I'm just, and like, I'm just grateful that there's so much going on inside that we don't know of and our body just takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that the level that my body was performing at, I couldn't believe, like, I never used to drink as much water as I do in a day.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you know, I couldn't believe my body was performing on that level.
Yeah.
You know, like that was the level that it was at wasn't okay.
Yeah.
And the level that I'm trying to get it to now is, you know, we're getting there, but oh my gosh, I've never had to go to the bathroom so much, so many times in my life, man. But
nice.
No, I'm grateful and grateful to be on the journey.
Yeah. So you've made some changes.
Yeah, man.
And I take it you're feeling better based on what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed the most for you?
Oh yeah, there you go, you're back. What's changed the most is that...
Well, what have you noticed?
What have I noticed?
In your body or...
I think it's still early days.
Yep.
So I've gone, I was plant-based and then, so I was, vegan. And then taking it a step further and now going gluten-free. I think more than anything right now, it's still just a mental challenge.
Right.
And also at the same time, I'm trying to like avoid any snacks and just things that aren't good,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
of what it's cooked and how it's processed and all that sort of stuff. So processed food. So, oh man, I was so close to opening a packet of chips yesterday and a packet of chips. Okay, so here we go. Thick cut chips, any thick cut potato, resalted chips in a bowl with Nando's sauce.
What?
You got to try it, man. You got to try it. Try it and then question it.
Okay.
All right. Even tomato sauce works as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm against that.
Come on, man. You got to try it. It's just, okay. So the, I'm just like, I love chips and sauce.
Yeah.
And I was so close to doing it yesterday and just giving in and like, but then I was like, no, actually, I got to think about the journey and I can just push through the cravings. And we got there. So
nice. So basically it's just hard for anyone to cook for you now.
Well, actually I'm starting to learn to like cook for myself.
Interesting. Speaking of cooking for yourself.
Yeah, man.
Should we get into it?
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
And then we can discuss further. So let's talk about the yellow dinner.
Best intros to a series, I reckon.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
This one?
The core. I mean, like, as in the title sequence and the visuals.
Yeah.
You know? The way they keep introducing new parts of the map as the story continues.
Nice. Let's talk about the yellow dinner.
All right, man.
Not to be mistaken for the red dinner.
No one died.
Maybe just your
my ego.
Yeah. All right. So the yellow dinner, for anyone that isn't aware, is we set a challenge last year, right?
Yeah, near the end of last year.
Near the end of last year, we set challenges for each other, and I challenged you to cook dinner for 10 people from scratch.
Yeah.
Something that you haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
You'd cooked obviously in the past.
Yeah,
but not for a big group.
More than even four.
Yeah, so I thought it was a good challenge for you.
Yeah.
I made a joke last episode about how it started, which is it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just thought it'd be good learnings for you.
Yeah.
For yourself to go through the journey. It's something that, you know, like a few of us in the group do and have done often.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I thought it'd be a good experience and get you to do something you haven't done, something out of your comfort zone.
Definitely.
And I knew you would take a lot of learnings out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where it started. What were your initial thoughts when I first laid the challenge?
This is easy.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel like I'm quite a process oriented person. Like whenever I let's say I was setting up a new tool or I received something and like, if it was just like, if I was unboxing something and I was setting something up, I'd read the manual and follow the process. Right. So for me, it was like, okay, well, if I just read the recipe,
follow the recipe,
how hard can it be?
Yep.
That's the steps. Cool. Person shows you A to Z, this is how you're going to get there. Okay, easy. And then, little did I realize you got to find the right recipe. There's heaps of recipes out there. And I knew I wanted it to be the yellow dinner. So I was like, okay, let me look at yellow inspired dishes.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, I like Thai.
Yep.
And I like tofu. So sweet. Let's see if we can use that and create something. So that's where my entree was tofu satay, and then also did yellow curry, if you could call it that, for the mains.
Yep.
Serve with rice, and then cake, banana, blueberry, chocolate chip, gluten-free cake.
Nice.
Serve with ice cream.
Nice.
For the dessert.
Yep. And it was all very delicious.
Mm.
So well done.
Thank you.
We'll get that out of the way. I guess take us through the steps. You were sort of, I spoke to you on the Thursday before the dinner. The dinner was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And you were very, very different on the phone. You were disengaged.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to explain that.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, let's go. I think it was 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah.
Where we went out for dinner.
With the boys.
With the boys. And Vish asked you, what did he ask you? And
I had my shopping list ready?
Yeah, this was 3 weeks out, I think, at that
point. Yeah.
Two and a half, three weeks maybe.
And then I was like, huh? Like, cool. I'm not like thinking about that right now.
Mm.
Like, I'll think about that when I get there, you know? I feel like that was way too, like, I'm not a person who has their suitcase ready like a month before traveling. I'm like the type of person who packs their suitcase the night before.
Yeah.
And then, so if you can kind of bring that or balance that to this dinner, that's what happened on that day. I was just like, wait, this is way too early, man. I got this. Like, how hard can it be?
Yeah.
Just going to cook a dinner, 10 people to curry, like, shopping list?
Had you known the menu by then?
I think I knew that I was doing the entree and the the main.
Okay.
I wasn't too sure about the dessert just yet because, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't do it. But my dessert was going to be like a mango and tapioca pudding that I had at some restaurant that I thought, oh man, this is going to be so good and I can do this. Wow.
Yeah, little did you know. Okay, cool. So that was sort of 3 weeks out, I think it was. And then you said to me that you were going to practice your dishes.
Yeah.
Sort of 2 weeks. I think you were 2 weeks out at that point.
Yeah. And then what happened that weekend? So the weekend, I think I had like a first aid course for the whole day. And then that wrote that day off. And then I had football training the day on that Sunday. So
Was that the week before or 2 weeks before?
It was 2 weeks before.
2 weeks before. Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, if I allow myself enough time to...
Two weekends, then
I can at least do a appetizer and a main on one weekend.
Yep.
And then the following weekend, I'll do the dessert. Yep. Sweet. I'll be good.
Yep. And if things go wrong, then you can iterate, try something else.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense. But life happened.
Yeah, man.
Things got in the way.
I was learning how to save people's lives.
Yeah, which is very important.
Yeah.
And to bring it back to real life, I mean, that happens, right?
Yeah.
Life gets in the way.
Definitely.
So you couldn't do it that weekend?
No.
Then the following weekend?
Something else happened. I can't remember anymore.
I was sort of checking in with you constantly because I was starting to get, feelings of unease and it was like it was sort of boiling under the surface.
Everyone around me
was probably more stressed.
I noticed everyone around me was stressing out. And I'm like, why is everyone around me stressing out? Because all that stressing out was making me stressed out. Like everyone just, why are people like... But what I failed and forgot to see is that's just like care and love. You know, people want you to do well and people want you to do good.
Yeah.
And they just want to check in and ask that you're doing all right. Like, so I also made the invites an RSVP invite so that I could speak to people.
Yeah.
Because.
Sorry, just before you explain, so explain what you did specifically.
What do you mean?
How you got everyone to call?
Yeah. Yeah. So the reason I got everyone to call was that because in today's day and age, it's so easy just to put an invite out on a group chat, which is what I initially did. And I was just like, the yellow dinner, this place, this time, RSVP. And then I thought about it and I was like, no, I need to make this like more interactive and just a bit more human.
Mm.
And if the podcast and what we're doing is about positivity and connection, then that's what this process should be about as well.
Yep.
And so what I did is I got everyone to personally and individually call me to say they would attend the dinner.
Yeah.
Because we were driving in the car and Jam's like, oh, I'm coming to the dinner. Yeah, I go, no, you can't just tell me. You got to RSVP. And so then that's when I put it into the group to say that everyone had to RSVP individually and, you know. And then even when people called up, they were like, oh, what can we do to help?
Yeah.
You know, so again, the help was there and that love and that support was there. And then even still at that stage, I was like, why you guys, like, just everyone calm down, okay? Because at that time, like, there's so many things going on in my head. Like, I feel like I can only focus, like, at one day at a time.
What's on your plate at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, and so during that week, it was, like, on Monday, I've got football after work. So I got work and football. Tuesday, I got a mission class. And there's work, and Wednesday there's training. Thursday, something could have been on, usually not. Friday, home. And then that weekend was the dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, wait, I'm only at Sunday and I finished training and then I've got Monday football. Like I need to get through all these things.
Yep.
And then I'd planned that I would practice my dinner on the Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so up until then, I was like, okay, I can only focus up until Monday and Tuesday. Like I can't worry about Saturday if I haven't even practiced the thing yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But then like everyone around me is like, have you got the shopping list? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Like, do you know what you're going to do? Like you rang me up and you're like, okay, so what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if I can make the dish yet. You know? And then it's like, okay, like just wait. I feel like in that situation, I can't think. I just have to be like, just stop.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's probably the response and the mood that you felt.
Yep.
Was just like, I'm just going to put a wall up, yeah, because that's disengaged. The easiest thing,
yep,
to do. Is just like block you out and just be like, just cut it.
Yep.
Stop.
Yep. Yep.
Because I just needed to do my thing.
I guess you don't know what you don't know well at that point.
And then I think also at the same time, because it was like, I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'm a very like, these are the rules type of person. Yes.
Yep.
And so I was like, well, he said I got to do it myself. Yeah, that means I got to do it all myself.
Yep.
You know? And I was just like, well, that's it. This bottom line is black and white. You're in or you're out, and that's done.
Yep.
So
we'll come back to the doing it all yourself. Yeah. Okay. So then you did it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I did the practice run. That was so good, man. Oh my gosh. If I feel like that thing was probably the best, but the worst thing that could have happened to me.
The practice, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean it going so well?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that boosted me up so mighty high, man. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so easy. Yeah. This is going to be so good. I did, like, we even did a match game review. And we're like, okay, so what went well? What didn't? And then there were a few things in the process where I was like, okay, I got to, you know, like I'll cut and prep these veggies first so that they can get on the stove first so that they can cook a little bit more because they need a little bit more time to cook.
Yep.
And then I can put these things in because they produce a little bit more moisture and cook faster, like the mushrooms and things. So we'll work on that. At least I know that I'll do that in the weekend.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet. Okay. I forgot I didn't shake the coconut milk thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweet. I'll do that in the weekend. Yep. Okay, cool. Tofu satay. Yeah, that was right. Maybe the satay sauce could have been a little bit thicker, less peanutier. Okay, sweet. Cool.
Can make those changes.
Well, good.
Easy.
What are we going to do for dessert? Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a whole bunch of bananas here. Oh, why don't we make a banana cake? Okay, cool. Like, how hard can it be to make a cake? Oh, pretty easy.
Famous last words.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I'm gluten-free now. But at that time, man, I was riding a good high.
Yeah.
And I felt good because, like, I just enjoyed the process of creating something, figuring it out. And there were a couple of recipes I was bouncing between.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, this is all good. Got it on lock.
Yep.
Had it for dinner that night. Tasted good.
Sweet. Easy. Went to bed happy.
Breezy. Everyone was happy.
With a smile on your face.
I'm good. There's a smile on Jam's face.
Yep.
That means it's good. Got the seal of approval. And we even made a shopping list that night. Like, okay, cool. I know what I need to get.
Easy. When did you do your shopping?
Where?
When?
I can't even say that I did it.
Okay. So let's, should we jump ahead to Saturday then?
Yeah.
So the day.
So because my wife loves me that much, she was stressing out that much.
Yep.
She went and ordered the veggies off a farmer's box. So that was taken care of. And then the morning of, I was pretty relaxed. I mean, I woke up and went for a 13, 15K run.
On Saturday morning.
Start the morning.
Yep.
I was like, oh, this is all good. Came home, make myself some baked beans and toast, English muffin toast. God. And then I was like, oh, I better go get some chairs. So
What time is this? What time did you get back from your run? I want you to walk us through the day properly.
Okay. Yeah. So I think my run might have started about 6, then 7.
Yep.
Came home. I think I might have, what did I do between 7 and 8? I'm not too sure. My cousins were kind of in the area, so I told them to come over. And then I think they ended up staying here till maybe about 11:30-ish. Because we got into a good chat.
Yeah. And sorry, let's remind everyone what time dinner was.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And then...
Yep. So let's go back to 11 o'clock. Cousins are still here.
Talking, having a good chat about graduate life.
Yep.
and whatever they're doing.
Yep.
And I'm kind of sitting there thinking like, maybe I need to get a move on. But I was like, oh, okay, should be all good.
Meanwhile, you're still riding on the high Tuesday, of course, and your runner's high, man, as well. Yep.
Yeah. So they end up leaving and then like, okay, game time. Time to get the show on the road.
Yep.
So then I made a list of all the things I need to do and nice. I need to do while I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And so on my shopping list is I need to go to Bunnings to get the seeds and the planting supplies.
Yep.
Need to go to...
That will make sense in a while.
Yep.
Yep.
Need to go to the... I need to go like Look Sharp or some sort of $2 shop to get some table covers.
Yep.
I need to go to the supermarket to get the remaining ingredients. Yep. And then I need to go pick the chairs up. I need to go pick the rice cooker up. I need to pick the tables up. There's a big list.
Yeah.
And you only started that would at take like me,
midday.
Huh?
And you only started at sort of midday-ish.
Yeah. And I thought it would have taken me, an hour to go get everything.
Mate.
Boy, was I wrong. I think it took me maybe about an hour and a half, close to 2 hours.
Yeah.
By the time I got around everywhere, by the time I spoke to everyone, by the time I went to all the shops to find yellow tablecloths.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All things that you could have done earlier in the week.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things I could have done earlier in the week, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, came home and then, I also at the supermarket when I was getting the ingredients, I was getting the ingredients for the cake.
Yep.
And I did my research before. I had the recipe. The recipe said get almond flour and rice flour. And that's how you get the cake. I was like, okay, cool. But coconut flour is cheaper.
Yep.
Maybe I'll just use that because flour's flour. And you can just substitute it. Okay, cool. Sweet. Put that on the shopping list. It got everything. I'm on my way home. Get home. And then I was like, wait, what do I need to do first? Okay, I need to marinate the tofu.
Mm-hmm.
So I started marinating, cut up the tofu for the satay, marinated it. It's in the fridge. That's done. That's good. And then I started on the cake. Because I was like, I need to get the cake in the oven so that dessert's like out of the way. And it's, you can just have the cake sitting there. That way when everyone comes, the curry will be nice and hot. The tofu satay will be coming right out the oven. It'll be sweet. Oh my gosh, I start on this dumb cake. Had all my...
I don't think we should call the cake dumb, by the way.
It was me, the dumb cook. Okay, so... I've never ever cooked with coconut oil, and the recipe said to like have the melted coconut oil and mix it in with the milk.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, sweet. But I had cold milk from the fridge and then the melted coconut oil, and I mixed the two together, mixed it around. And then while I was sorting out the dry ingredients, the oil and the milk mixture like solidified. I was like, huh? Like, what?
Yeah.
This hasn't happened before when I've made cookies like caramelizing or creaming sugar with oil and that's all good. So I thought that would happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly it didn't. So I was like, oh, that's a bit of annoying. Like maybe I'll just chuck this in the microwave. So that was in the microwave. That came out. And then the instructions said to mix the wet and the dry and it should turn into a cake batter. I was like, okay, cool. Did it, started mixing it, and then all the wet ingredients like just dried up and disappeared. And I was like, this isn't like a cake batter. This is just flour.
Yeah.
It's like crummy flour.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I was like, what do I do? Like, and I'm looking at the time. It was like 2:33, probably like 3 o'clock by then.
And so, sorry, other than the tofu, you hadn't done anything else?
No.
Okay. Carry on.
And then I'm like stressing out here because I'm like, it's 3 o'clock. I need to get this cake done because otherwise I'm going to fail the task.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, this is where things just like got heated. And then I was asking Jam, like, Jam, what do I do? She's like, what does the instructions say? I'm like, it just said, it should look like this. It should look like a creamy batter. And
yeah.
It's not.
It's not.
So she's like, okay, maybe just try add some more milk. I was adding milk and it wasn't working. And I was adding more milk and it was still crummy, crummy, crummy until I was just like emptied the whole milk thing into the thing, yeah. Put the bananas in,
yeah.
Made it all mushed up. And I was like, okay, should we see if this works? So we chucked it in the oven and saw if it worked.
Yep.
And then after that, that was kind of going on in the background. Like the cake was in the oven. So it's like, okay, sweet. What do I do next? Okay, next I need to cut the veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, this is like my worst nightmare because when like being in university, when we're making models, we're trying to cut everything precisely.
Yeah, yeah.
When I do my work, I have to make sure that I'm fitting structure within millimeters of space.
Yep.
And so I want to sit there, try and cut these vegetables nice and like precise and beautiful. But my mind's racing because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're running out of time. You need to hurry this thing up. And I think, I don't know what happened to time, but by then, I think it was probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and everyone's coming at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So this curry needs to get onto the stove. And what I didn't realize is that the portion size of the veggies that I had to cut were like 3 times. And so James like, oh, should I do anything? I'm like, nah, don't. You can't. Just get out, you know? And she did so good. She didn't say too much the whole day.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just like there trying to cut vegetables really quickly, trying to make sure I don't cut any fingers. I don't think I was having the best time there. I think that was kind of when I was the most stressed. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I was opening the oven to check the cake that wasn't the cake. And then kept putting the fork in, nothing came out. So we're like, oh, maybe this thing's magically worked. Okay, cool. Pull it out. And then we like let the cake cool for a bit. And then I tried to flip it. And then in the process of trying to flip it, like the whole cake slid out of my hands and fell on the ground.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And then it was all just like all crummy everywhere. Like, oh my gosh. Like, we don't have a cake. We don't have a dessert.
I didn't know this happened.
Yeah. And then, I just like kind of lost the plot for a bit. I was like, what do we do? What are we like? And then I was like, Jam, I just need you to, she's like, okay, I'll make the cake. I was like, Jam, I just need you to make the cake. I need you to go to the supermarket. I need you to get some more peanut sauce because we don't have enough peanut butter. I need you to get more peanut butter because we don't have enough peanut butter.
Yeah.
And I need you to go get the correct flour and you just take over the cake.
Yeah.
Because at that time, the curry still hasn't even started cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rice hasn't even turned on. And the tofu satay is still in the fridge. So that all needs to be skewered. And the skewers need to be... like they need to soak in water for 20 minutes. And so Jam goes to the supermarket. I continue cutting the veggies. We've cleaned up the cake debacle. That's gone. That's out of mind now.
Yeah. Was it though?
No. No way, man.
At what point of the day did you start internally swearing at me?
Oh my gosh. I think when the cake stopped working.
Yeah.
And when the flour wasn't mixing properly into the cake batter, I was like, oh, stuff Perry, man. Like, why did he do this to me? You know, like, why are we doing this? This is the stupidest challenge.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Perry loves cooking. He could cook. Why is he making me cook? Like, cool. I get it. I learned the lesson. All right. I should cook more. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, all this self-talk. And then I'm like, no. You got to put love in the food. You got to give it love. So when people eat it, they taste the love and they feel happy.
Yep.
Like good thoughts go into the food. And then, damn, Perry. You know? Oh my gosh.
God.
So
Jam's off. Jam's off.
Yeah. I'm cutting all these I'm peeling mushrooms.
Yep.
I'm trying to take the seeds out of the capsicum. I'm chopping the mushrooms, chopping the capsicum. Peeling carrots, cutting courgettes. Okay, that's all done. And then I was like, okay, let me get the carrots and the courgettes into the stove. They can start cooking. Cool, that was happening. Then I'm like, okay, I need to do the rice. I'm trying to do the rice. And then at the same time, I'm like, Jam's like, oh, we should probably get the skewers in. Because by then it was like 5:30 maybe.
Yep.
So she's like, what's everyone going to do when they come? And I hadn't told her the plan about how the night was going to run.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought people are going to turn up and then they're just going to want to have like the entrees should be served. So I was like, okay, cool. Entrees will be. Well, that's what she thought, right?
Yep.
And so she's like trying to get me to get the satay, like the tofu satay ready, the tofu on the skewers and make the marinade and, I mean, get the saucer and stuff ready. But I was like, no, I need to get the rice on so that the rice can just keep cooking in the background. And then that's out of mind again. And so I'm like, at one time I was going between tofu and skewers, the veggies on the stove and the rice. And I'm trying to do all three at the same time. And it's like, it was not working, man.
Can you remind me, how are you with multitasking?
Very bad. Like, I couldn't even think about this dinner until like a couple of days before. Yeah. How could I do all of this in one shot? And then at the same time, like the self-talk was just terrible.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. And so we got the rice on, tofu skewered, ready to go. And then by then, I think everything, well, the veggies were all in the pot and in two separate pots because I didn't think that I'm going to need a bigger pot.
Mm-hmm.
So all the veggies didn't fit in a big pot. So I was like, okay, I got to cook these two things separately. And then I was like, oh, then I think Jam's like, okay, quickly go for a shower. Because I think by then, like before you guys came, oh, there was also, I had to also set up all the dumb tables.
Yep.
I had to set up the environment. And then, yeah, so I was like getting under all the tables and taping everything because I don't like when like table covers just fly around everywhere. Yep. So I had to get underneath and tape everything up. The tape wasn't sticking to the tables, but I was like, oh, it's all good. We loaded up the dishwasher, put all the plates and stuff in there just to run it on a cycle, make sure they're all clean. Set all the chairs and the tables, the chairs out, made sure everyone had a seat. That all kind of happened in between as well. So, yeah, I think it was maybe about 5:30. I was stressing out and I was like, oh, I better tell, like, I'm not going to have enough time at the rate I'm going at. So I sent everyone a message and I said, everyone just come at 6:30.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I was going to finish. And meanwhile, Jam's making this amazing cake that she just followed the recipe and the cake batter was there.
Yeah.
So that went in the oven. Sweet. That's all good. And then I think probably about 6 o'clock, 6:15, you guys turned up.
Mm-hmm.
You take over and tell us what was
showtime.
It like.
It was showtime after that.
Yeah, what was it like for you? Because by then I had also showered and got ready as well.
Yep. So, I think it was about 6:15 by the time when we got here.
Yeah.
We had the yellow napkins, so we thought we'll come a little bit early.
Yeah.
Help you put those out. And there was there was definitely tension in the air. There was definitely a tense feeling in the air. I looked over at just me and she sort of was,
she's making herself scarce.
Yeah. She sort of like didn't want to say too much.
Yeah.
She had that face that she has where it's like, don't want to talk about it sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that all happened. And then, I asked you how it was going, sort of got a very brief, rundown of events, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There was still a few things to do.
Yep.
And then I stepped away. I went outside, had a look at what you had set up outside. Yep. That was exciting. And then a few other people had turned up and then I came to you and I said, what do you need me to do? Is there anything I can do to help? Cause I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I think from the Thursday when I made that phone call, I started to feel really bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it was like, you're way out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then I think just after hearing about the cake, and just just feeling what I felt in the air. I was like, oh, yeah.
You did this to me.
Yes. So I thought I'd come and ask you what I can do. So I helped out a little bit. And then I think once everyone had got here, the food was sort of under control. And I think that's when you had sort of like calmed back down. And the night went on and it was beautiful.
Mm.
So the first thing you got us to do was to plant some sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
So everyone got their own individual pots. And we all planted our sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And the idea behind that was to grow it, nurture it, and then to give it away.
Exactly.
Can you tell us why you chose a sunflower?
Because it's such a, like if you think of a happy flower, what do you think of?
Sunflower, for sure.
Everyone loves the sun.
Yep.
Everyone loves the warmth.
Yep.
And it's such a, when the sunflower grows, it grows so tall
and
strong.
Yep.
You know, and so if you can nurture something to do that, then like imagine nurturing that within yourself to be able to cultivate that. I think also like as a kid going to a party and leaving with a gift,
a
party bag,
very
like
exciting.
That's the coolest feeling ever.
Sure. Yep.
So it was like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be cool to like take something, have people take something away that they can remember this night with?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like looking after and nurturing a little plant and growing it from the seed, and that this collective group is growing and doing something together.
Together, yeah.
Because what was cool is like a week after, everyone's like, oh, look at my seeds are coming out, you know, and everyone's sending updates of their seeds.
Yep.
It was nice. And then the feeling that happiness is going to be able to spread from this event, like there's no such better feeling than that.
For sure.
So that's why I was like, it'd be cool to kind of do something where everyone gets to be a little bit interactive. Otherwise, it's just turning up and like, oh, how's life? Good. Sweet.
Yep.
Oh, what are you doing? What are you cooking? How's it going? You know? It's like, no, let's just stop. Understand we're here. It was a very intentional night and I made that clear as well. Like you got to actively participate in what we're doing.
Yep.
And this is the purpose for why we're doing it.
Yeah.
Is that the night's about is about embodying positivity.
Yes.
Positivity doesn't have to be happy all the time. It can be hard and difficult as well, but it's the idea is that we're all here together. We're here to listen and we're here to support and like nurture and grow.
Yep.
So that was the seeds and everyone got to name them, take them home.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's cool.
Cool to track. How's your seeds going, man?
Doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're loving them? Yep. You're talking to them?
Haven't been talking to them, but definitely loving them and watering them. When everyone started giving their updates,
I actually
had forgotten to water them at that point. And then that was a reminder I needed.
Yep.
Now they're flourishing.
Cool.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool. Like you said, it's not something that stays within that group because the idea of those is to give
spread
them out
them.
And then essentially the effects of this dinner are now being
multiplied
and going out even further than just the people who are here.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't like to receive a gift? Who doesn't like sunflowers?
Yeah.
So that happiness, that positivity is going out one step further. So I thought that was a really cool idea.
I was listening to a podcast and I think that's where it kind of hit me where it was like, most people and most men only receive flowers when they're dead.
Mm. I love flowers.
And so it was like, why don't we just, we should just
do it.
Give more. If you've got the opportunity, just do it.
Yep.
So yeah, that was the sunflowers. And while you guys were busy doing that, I was plating up.
Yep.
Because I was like, oh yeah, I'll just put the tray out on the thing. And Jeff's like, nah, I think you got to plate up.
so you plated up. The entrees?
Yeah.
The tofu satay?
I wish I had smaller plates. It kind of looked a bit bare, but that's all good.
It's all learnings.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal anyway. So that came out very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. I think everyone liked it.
Yep.
I've got no real feedback or comment on that.
Yeah.
I think it went down a treat.
Yep.
You missed yourself out in the count.
Yeah. I think at the time when I was like cutting the tofu, I was like, oh, sweet, this is going to be enough And then I just like got lost in counting how many I did. And I was just like, yeah, that's going to look like it's about right. Because remember at that time, just my brain wasn't there.
Yeah. And then a few of us donated some tofu to you. So you were fed as well.
Yeah. It was good. It was nice.
Otherwise you'd just be running on adrenaline only.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it was, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you had handed out some pieces of paper.
Yeah, some cards.
Some cards.
I got everyone to, again, we wanted it to be a little bit interactive. The night should be intentional. And because there was a group of people who knew each other, the idea that we could open the floor up for a little bit of conversation and vulnerability.
Yes.
Everyone to show a little bit of strength and courage
yep.
to talk about things that might be hard.
Yeah.
So,
which is not something that a group of friends generally do.
No.
I mean, you might do it as on a one-on-one basis or there might be the odd occasion when something happens, where you start to have these sort of conversations, you sort of go through a major life event or something like that.
We only do it post the life event, right?
True.
We're never doing it proactively.
Correct.
Or actively at all.
For sure. So it was good to dig beneath the surface and go a little deeper.
Yeah. So and so the questions that I got everyone to write down, so there are 10 people, so I got them all to write down, two people to write down one question each.
So 5 questions.
Yeah. So the questions were, if I knew I was going to die in the next 24 hours, I would ... And that's for them to finish it off. Another question is, I am most proud of, I am struggling with, I'll be living my best life when, and I feel most alive when.
Yep.
And so I got everyone to write them down, and then they thought that was a question they were going to be asked.
Yeah.
But then we shuffled all the cards up.
Yep.
Spread them out, and then everyone got a different card.
Question, yeah.
Which was kind of nice and tricky.
Yes.
On my behalf, yes. I must say.
Yeah, no, that was good. I think that was a good idea to first the questions, but also to switch it up on everyone. And
otherwise people start priming themselves and priming the answers. Yep. But when you're hit with something that's actually out of the blue, like, oh, wow, damn.
Yep.
This is going to be hard.
So I went through a few people, had them answer their questions. It was really good. There's a lot of depth. Wasn't expecting some people to really get into it, but everyone committed. So that was really cool. And then mains were served.
Yeah.
And the curry was again, very good. Maybe just a little bit more salt.
Needed more salt.
Maybe just a touch.
Yeah.
But other than that, very delicious. I didn't say at the time because I probably didn't notice, but in retrospect, the vegetables were cut perfectly.
Oh, were they?
I don't know. I didn't notice.
Yeah. I did have some after. I was like, oh, a few of these veggies are a bit raw.
No, I didn't get any. So
I'm glad.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was very good. Yeah, other than this, like a tiny bit more salt, it was delicious.
It was cool because I love eating curry, like Thai curry.
Yep.
And it was nice to be able to learn that skill making that.
Yep. No, very nice, very warm.
Yep.
Hearty. Could feel the love with a little bit of aggression in there. But no, it was good.
It's hard work, man.
Yeah. It's probably a bit of sweat in there as well.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the people answered their questions.
Yeah. While we had dessert.
While we had dessert, yeah. So, again, everyone really committed to it. Dessert was great.
The cake.
Shout out to Just
the
Me.
The beautiful life-saving cake.
A gluten-free cake that didn't feel or taste like a gluten-free cake. Yeah. And I've had a few gluten-free cakes in my time and nothing like that. So that was...
It was magical, eh?
It was magical. Maybe Just Me, if you're listening, I'll be back in a couple of days. Could we can I request?
Yeah.
So dinner, the meal was awesome.
Yeah.
I just want you to touch on the feedback that you got about the questions after the fact. A couple of people said to you.
Yeah. Like,
I think it's important just to share that.
Yeah. I think the feedback I got was that people appreciated the questions being asked or that the prompt was there to ask these questions because it was things that they were thinking or had been thinking, but never had
the space
or the opportunity, the courage or the opportunity to courage, just go yeah. and do it.
Yep.
Like this was someone was saying that they're proud of their siblings and their partner.
Yeah.
And to say that like they felt that and they were feeling that and they always felt that, but never said it in front of them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the people around us need to know how we feel about
for
them.
For sure, yeah.
You know, like it amps and revs people up. Like I was feeling so proud for them for saying that and then feeling so grateful for the people receiving yes, that. Like yeah. what a beautiful gift.
It was a beautiful moment.
And then also like to just hear Jam talk like that as well. And just to say like, you know, for her to speak in front of all the people there and say how she felt like we talk, but again, it's like just the two of us saying and voicing things like that.
Yep.
That takes space and time to get to there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we both just got to be out of work and in that moment to reflect. But for sure. when you're just thrown into that situation, everyone was just grateful for that opportunity and everyone responded so sincerely. You know, they really got into it and really just appreciated that.
Yeah, moment. Yeah. Yep.
Or their moment to say how they felt, which is beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, you crafted a great dinner.
Mm.
But I think what you did around the dinner, around the whole experience, from the flowers to people engaging over those questions was probably more significant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think job well done.
Thank you.
Mission
complete.
Mission completed. You succeeded.
Yeah.
And yeah, you did a great job.
Thank you for the challenge.
What did you learn?
What have I learned? Oh my gosh, what have I not learned? Learned to plan. Like if I'm gonna do something that I haven't done and on that scale,
yep.
then to plan a little bit more. And to take the advice and the help of the people around me.
Yep.
Like it's so, and it's just simple. It's just like thinking about things too, like mapping out the process. Mm-hmm. I could have cut all those veggies the night before so that they're ready to go in the pot. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like what are the easy wins? And because I just hadn't been through that process, I hadn't thought about it. I was like, man, that was such a rookie move. I could have done that. And then also just knowing that as the scale increases, time is also gonna required is gonna increase too.
Yep.
Especially when it's for like a group of people, you gotta account for things taking a little longer. Also sourcing things. Like Jam was like, on the Friday night, she's like, aren't you going to go and get all the stuff? I'm like, I'll just do it tomorrow.
Mm.
Like, I'll get it done in this amount of time. And it's going to be sweet.
Yep.
But I could have gone and got, like, I was kicking myself on the drive. I was like, yeah, I probably should have done this like yesterday.
Yeah,
when I was driving. I was like, I could have been at home right now doing this stuff. You know, like a little bit of prep before would have saved me big time on the day. And, and like, again, when we bring it back to real life, there's people who have had, who are more experienced than us, who are kind of guiding us in the right way and just being like, maybe you should do this. And maybe we actually should.
We need to start listening, yeah.
Start listening, you know, because that goes a long way. And again, it comes down to love and care.
Mm-hmm.
People love and care about you and for you. And so when you hear that, maybe take that on board because like what happened to me, you just suffer.
Yeah.
And then you retrospectively like, oh, I should have listened.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, just listen in the time and
take the opportunity.
Sweet.
Yeah,
you know, like the worst that can happen is something might not go right. But like, at least you're not going to be stressed out.
Yep.
You know. So yeah, looking back at it, I could have listened and then also just asked for help when I was feeling out of my depth. You know. Like sometimes it's okay to just break the rules, you know,
like for sure.
cool. That's all good. Like, yeah, these are the rules. Doesn't mean you need to stick it. Like, you do your best to stay within them. But when you're there and you need help, just ask for it. And that's probably what I should have done earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Even just as something as simple as I need help cutting these veggies, you know, and knowing when to, like, not be so stubborn and uptight and, you know, like, I got to do this. Like, yeah, I have to do it because this is the task. And just like, just let it go, man. Yep. At the end of the day, it's about creating a meal for people, doing it with love, taking, like, enjoying it, enjoying the process, rather than the process being so negative and, like, because the what is happening is happening, but the mindset that I had was changing. The, like, that was adding the flavor to the to what was happening,
right?
You know, and it's because I was like having negative thoughts, then I was having a negative experience, and that was the taste when you walked in.
Yep,
you know.
Yep,
but if I just taken a step back and being like, this is a we thing. Let's all do it together, which I'm normally like, you know? And then I think, like, one of my faults is I like just focus in and like, I just need to, like, I need a reminder to just step outside the box and just take a moment to look. I didn't do that day. And so just taking a moment, stepping back, breathing and being like, okay, cool. This is everything that's happening right now. And you're watching all this. What are the things you can just hand off?
Yep.
So that was my learning. What else? What did I say? I'm sure I had more learnings that night. Oh, I think it'll change my perspective. Now when I, like, the food that I eat will never taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be different because now I appreciate the time and the energy that goes into creating such a meal.
Meals, yeah.
You know, like when you guys cook for all the dinners you guys have cooked and things you will do because you guys love doing this. Crazy people. There's going to be so much appreciation and gratitude coming from myself.
Right.
Because I know
the effort
that goes in
time,
to doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's hard, you know, like that was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Mm.
Like I thought I was like invincible, man. I thought I was all good. I thought I was sweet. I thought, yeah, I've got this on lock, man. And then I was absolutely humbled.
Yeah.
Absolutely just very grateful for having people in my life that love to prepare meals and cook and really enjoy that. And that's really like shifted my perspective on cooking and meals, you know, like I said, having going gluten free now as well. Like, I just don't want to eat a snack. Like if there's, when was it? It was, I think it was the night when we recorded with Darren.
Yep.
I still needed to make something. So I made like wagali chana, you know, and some quinoa, but like normally I just would have just had a snack and called it, you know? So putting a bit more effort into
being more intentional.
Yeah. Like if I'm going to do something, I might as well make a good meal, something that's going to fill me up. And again, it's nurturing the body, you know, not just giving up on it.
Yep.
So, yeah, very, very, nice. Very grateful. And, like, I'm grateful for the challenge, man. You know?
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to grow.
Yeah, that's great. You definitely, I've just got some stats that I'm trying to pull up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm proud. I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you took it on. I'm proud that you got through it. And you got through it with a great attitude as well.
Mm.
Yes, you might have been stressed and pissed off and frustrated and whatever.
That's in the moment,
in the moment.
Yeah.
But you're able to remove yourself, separate those emotions from yourself.
Yeah.
And to really take the learnings in and look at it at a different from a different light.
Yeah.
So that's, I commend that. And yeah, very, very proud that you did it and you pulled it off.
Thanks, man.
And it was a great night. So I've got some stats here. So these are from your watch.
Yeah.
Garmin, if you're listening,
sponsor us. Hook it up.
And so I want to go from the day after first.
Right. Right. Okay.
So I'll just go through them. And if you feel like you want to explain, please do. So your rest time on the Sunday was 10 hours and 32 minutes.
Yep.
Your low stress time was 3 hours and 11 minutes.
Pretty good.
Your medium stress was 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And your high stress was 1 minute.
Beautiful. Look
and
at
I
that.
I think it'll be good if we can check this.
Oh, we'll check it
onto the video.
Yeah. That's me every day, man. That's you every day.
Okay. So the day before, the day of the yellow dinner, your rest was 7 hours and 57 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Your low stress compared to the 3 hours and 11 minutes was only 1 hour and 34 minutes. That's pretty good. Your low stress. Mm-hmm. Your medium stress.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Went from 9 minutes to 3 hours and 53 minutes of medium stress.
Oh,
what the hell?
Yeah.
And then your high stress, 1 minute to 1 hour and 42 minutes of high stress. And yeah, just looking at this graph here, it's incredible.
Do you see how hard this thing was for me?
It definitely, I'm just trying to see at the time. Yeah, it's sort of from 11 to 9:30, 10 o'clock. You're in the zone.
Yeah, man.
You're in the zone, man.
Like, I'm going to war.
Yeah. And so I just want to share that.
Yeah.
A bit of an insight into how you're feeling it in the body.
That's right. Yeah, man. That was so hard.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, like every other day, the chances of me getting that amount of time is like very unlikely.
Yep.
I can, even things at work, if I've done an all-nighter, all that sort of stuff, that doesn't faze me and I'll carry on.
Mm.
But man, that was next level. That was painful, man. But
So when's the next one?
Give it a year, man.
2026.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think we should make it an annual thing.
Yeah.
I think I like yellow dinner.
Mm.
I think
what it stands for is so amazing.
What it stands for, what it means to the people that attend.
Yeah.
How we can bring people together.
Yeah.
Connect at a deeper level.
I'd be more than happy to do it, just not by myself.
Yeah. So I was going to say that.
Yeah.
We can team up and let's do something.
Definitely.
That was cool. So yeah, again, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
I give you a 10 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the challenge. I just appreciate it. It was good. Such a good learning for myself to have the opportunity to learn, you know, like, I think if we didn't put ourselves into the situation and be here and give ourselves challenges and then say, this is what I'm going to do it, then it wouldn't ever happen. None of this would happen. So unless we put ourselves into these situations and look at them as opportunities,
for sure,
then we don't allow ourselves to grow.
Yeah. What is life but opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's give us your wise words.
So my wise words for today come down to 3 words.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Focus and balance. I'll explain.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, you know, positivity isn't always about the highs. It's like, I think often myself, it's easy to confuse positivity as being smiles all the time and every day.
Mm.
You know, the fact, Like, just because I'm a positive person doesn't mean that I'm going to have a smile on my face.
All the time, yeah.
You know, that's like the muscles get sore, man.
Yeah.
And so it's actually about finding the equilibrium. It's about clocking out of the moment. So cool. There's shit hitting the fan. There's a lot of BS happening in our world. And I think coming back to the episode where we talked about the circles of influence,
yeah,
just remembering what's in our control. And when you're experiencing the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows, remember to bring it back to the middle.
Yep.
And that's where positivity is. And to focus on that and to balance yourself around that. And we're going to have the haters, the naysayers, the EPs. Jesus.
Sorry.
Super loud. Sorry, mate. But we also build the pressure and we carry the pressure.
Yep.
So just for the moment, you know, take a chance, risk it,
mm-hmm,
and let it go. Enjoy the moment of equilibrium and then pick it up. That's fine. Carry it, whether it's happy, sad, joyful, sorrowful.
Yep.
You know, like positivity for me right now exists in this equilibrium. So focus and balance.
Focus and balance.
Some wise words.
Love it. All right. So I said to you that I was
always
going to do it in song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So my wise words,
yeah,
come from another favorite artist of mine. Do you want to take a guess? Real gangster.
Real gangster.
Real thug. Doesn't someone who lives outside of rules.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Doesn't care about what people think of them.
Lady Gaga.
No. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Yeah. So these wise words brought to you by Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
It's about self-love, right? So,
gonna buy yourself some flowers?
I can buy myself some flowers, mm-hmm, which basically means you treat yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You work hard. It's okay to treat yourself.
Yeah.
I can talk to myself for hours and say things that you don't understand. It's positive self-talk.
Yeah.
Right? No one's going to hype you up more than you. So be kind to yourself and speak positively to yourself.
Yeah.
I can take myself dancing.
Mm.
Just have fun. Don't take life too seriously.
Yeah.
Just have fun. And I can hold my own hand. So back yourself up, because no one has you more than you. You know?
Yeah.
You hold on to yourself.
Nice.
Lift yourself. And I can love me better than you can. You can't love yourself then.
And no one's going to be able to love you better than you.
Exactly.
You can.
Exactly. That's brought to you by the one and only, the GOAT.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. So that's my wise words.
Nice, man.
Yes.
Feeling good. How are we feeling? Where's the morale
at, man? I'm at a 10 and a half.
10 and a half, baby. Yeah.
Yourself?
I'm feeling full, man. Super full. I'm overflowing. Feeling like a 10 and a half, man. Let's call it 100.
100. Yeah, man.
Feeling good. I'm excited.
Cool. So again, well done on the dinner.
Thank you.
It was very cool, very nice evening. And 100% definitely something that we need to do.
Yep.
And I guess we should encourage others to have their own yellow dinner.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to the extent of getting everyone to plant flowers, but I think just a positive conversation.
Yeah.
Getting people together, having a positive conversation. Not necessarily a positive conversation, but I guess
just going beneath the surface.
Going beneath the surface, digging a little deeper.
Yeah.
And you do it with the people that are closest to you, because I can guarantee that there's going to be stuff there that you don't know.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that consciously.
Just to talk about what we're struggling with on the day-to-day, talking about what we're proud of, talking about what we'd do if we were to die in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Because it is something. It's something we've talked about quite a bit now. Is having that community around you, those people around you that will hold you up, tell you how it is, support you, be a scaffold. So an opportunity to do that, and also an opportunity of someone like yourself who hasn't cooked in the past.
Mm.
You probably don't need to go to the extent that you did.
Yeah.
But you know, get out of your comfort zone and try something new and
ask for help, do it with someone, cook a meal, share some love.
Yep.
And have that conversation.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Perry.
Take us out.
Yeah. Take us out, man. Oh, me take, us, take, out? Oh,
take right. us out. I'll do the intro. I'll do the intro one day, but for now.
Cool.
Intros and outros are you.
All right, man. Thank you so much for your love, your energy, for setting the challenge and then allowing this to happen. Also, for those of you who don't know, Perry has still got his pro bono sessions out there. So if you're looking for some help, some support to grow, if you want to do a cooking challenge and you want some help and support, here's the guy, Master Chef over here. And so with that being said, I hope this episode has been the dose of positivity that you need in your day. I hope you feel like a 100, because you deserve to be a 100. And until next time, be human.
Be now.